So as it relates to the rate, to return to the first part of the daf, and that is chutz la'aretz, shmini atzeres, but because of sveika de yoyma, it's shmini safik shvi. Are you supposed to sit in a sukkah, or you're not supposed to sit in a sukkah? The imtim tzaloyma, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. Can you make a bracha? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu leisha b'asukkah. Or do you not make a bracha? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu leisha b'asukkah. And the Gemara brought a machlokes amira, Rabbi Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel bar Shelas, in the name of the great amira Rav. He argued with Rabbi Yochanan whether this day, Shmini Safik Shvi, is it Shvi l'sukkah or is it Shmini l'sukkah? And then the Gemara brought two l'shoinas of what that even means. What does Shvi l'sukkah mean? And what does Shmini l'sukkah mean? And then the Gemara brought a discussion of who we even paskin like. So after everything, a little confusing, says the Gemara one line. The Hilchasa Mesav Yasvinon, you're supposed to sin in a sukkah in Chutz La'aretz and Shmini Atzeres because of the Sveika de Yoyma of Hishana Rabbah of Sukkis, Bruchi Loyma Brachina, but at the same time, you're not supposed to make the Berchas HaMitzvahs, you're not supposed to make the Leshav Bar Sukkah. So the Gemara seems to be Machriya very, very clearly that you're supposed to sin in a sukkah in Chutz La'aretz and Shmini Atzeres. And not surprisingly, that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erech Chaim, it's in Simin Tov Reish Samaches. Sivkat and Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, ubechutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, oichlem besukkah, belaylo, ubeyoy, nipneshu safik shvi. You have to sit in the sukkah at night, you have to sit in the sukkah during the day, ve'ein mevarchen al yeshivasa, however, you don't make a bracha, umekachin ba'ayrim zman, and when you make kiddush, you're supposed to make a shachayonu. This is a one-line synopsis of today's da. But the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, ubechutz la'aretz, oichlem besukkah, belaylo, ubeyoy, nipneshu safik shvi. And there's no Ramah that comments on this Shulchan Aruch that puts out another opinion. And if that's the case, it would seem to be very, very straightforward, very open and shut. On Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, because of Sveika de Yoyma, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. There's so many things that we do as Yidden based on Sveika de Yoyma. This is a very obvious additional application to this halacha. That on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, Yisuvi Yasvinon Ubruchi Loyma Vachin. Stating that, we all know that there are many segments in Klal Yisrael, specifically amongst the Hasidim v'Anshei Maisa, where the minig is for hundreds of years that they do not sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And at first glance, mitzvah l'yashiv, because it would seem to be keneged a line in the Gemara, it would seem to be keneged a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now just to be clear, before we even start, this minig cannot sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz is an old minig. In fact, the Tor brings the minig, the Magen Avraham brings the minig, and the Taz brings the minig. And it would seem that this minig traced itself back already to the times of the Rishonim. That's the good news if you don't sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. The bad news is that the Tor, the Magen Avraham, and Taz all bring the minig, and they absolutely shry, and they're moichen, they say they don't understand the minig. Because at the end of the day, it's Keneged Gemara. So the truth is, this is an old minig. And this minig has its roots already in the Rishonim. But at the same time, it's an old Shvera minig at first glance. And again, without a question, it's mitzvah l'yashiv. So just to start this noisei, and just to start the sugya, I think we need to take a step back, and we have to be ma'ayin a little bit in the Rishonim, in the Gemara in today's daf. And there's really two particular shmuzin in the Rishonim that are very, very pertinent in terms of understanding the different Menhagim and Klal Yisrael. The first is, the Rishonim all ask a kasha. The Rajba asks it in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Ritva asks it in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mardchai brings it at the very end of Masechtas Sukkah here in our sugya. And that is that I understand that if you're living in Chutz La'aretz, it's Shmini Atzeres, and it's a Safik, maybe it's a Shana Rabbah, you would want to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The problem is, what happened to the Isser Bal Toysef? We know that you're not allowed to be Moisef on a mitzvah. So if you're not allowed to be Moisef on a mitzvah, so what happened to Bal Toysef? Meaning, if you want to go ordinarily and just add a day of Yontif, that it's not going to be Bal Toysef. But to go and sit in a sukkah on an eighth day, fregin the Rishonim, that should be Bal Toysef. It says in the Torah, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, it says 7 days. If you go and sit in a sukkah an 8th day, you're going to be over Baal Taisa. So, Fregan, the Rishonim, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yesuve Yasvinon. Why? Because it's Sveika the Yoma. I understand Sveika the Yoma. But that's something where it's a Chumrah. But over here, this Chumrah comes with a very expensive invoice. There's a kula attached to it. Because if you're going to be machmer and you're going to sit in a sukkah shmini atzeres, you're being machmer in yeshiva sukkah, but you're being mekul on a lav in the Torah. There's a lois assay in the Torah of Baal Taisif. So the chayra at first glance, fregin the rishonim, what happened to Baal Taisif? So the truth is that we don't have time to go through this properly, but of course, the obvious sushtal to the rishonim's kash is the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, a Gemara that we've spoken about where the Gemara says, Ela Me'ata Hayashim B'Shmini, and the Gemara says there's really no Baal Taisif if somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the 8th day. So it would seem it's a Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says there is no Baal Taisif if somebody sleeps in a sukkah or somebody eats in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But the Rishonim speak out, again, we're doing the abridged version of this, that when the Gemara said there's no Baal Taisif in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis, if someone's Yashim B'Shmini, that's just that there's no Malkus. The Kasha was Hayashim B'Shmini Yilaka. And that the Gemara said there's no Malkus. Or Ban Isra Baal Taisif for sure there would be. That's what the Rishonim say. But the bottom line is, Fregin the Rishonim, Yisuvi Yasvino, and because it's Fake of the Yoma, I understand you're being Machmer in Hilchas Yeshiva Sukkah. But what happened to the Isra Baal Taisif? And there are two Mahalchim and the Rishonim to answer this kasha. The first is the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin and the Ritva in Sukkah Daflam and Aleph both say that there's no Baal Taisif in our Sugya. The only time there's Baal Taisif is if you go indiscriminately or you go with a Cheshbin and you want to add on a mitzvah. But over here, being that the reason you're sitting in the Sukkah on the 8th day is because you have a suffix that it might be the 7th day, that's not Baal Taisif. The Maisa is a Maisa of being Moisef on the mitzvah, but your intent is certainly not to be Moisef. And Bekai Gavna, when you're doing it because you think that maybe you're obligated to do it, it's Pasha that's not going to be Baal Taisif. That's what the Rashi and the Ritva say. The Mardchai has a different teretz. The Mardchai brings for this from the Rav Yoh, that the Rav Yoh said that the reason there's no Baal Taisif is because there's a hacker. The first 7 days when you sat in the sukkah, every single time you made a bracha. But now when you sit in a sukkah, you're not making a bracha because the Gemara said, Yesuvi Yasvinon, Ubruchi Loi Mevrachino. So it said that being that you're not making a bracha, so it comes out there's a hecker that you're not doing a Lashem Mitzvah, but rather you're doing it mitzat Sveika the Yoima. Once there's a hecker, it's not going to be a problem of Baal Tois. Said the Mardchai. Lefi my teretz, it will come out a very important nafkamid al halacha. That is, I don't think it's going to be okay to sleep in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because when you sleep in a sukkah, you don't have a hacker. Because the whole sukkah, when you slept in a sukkah, said the Rav Yoh, you never made a bracha. So the fact that on Shmini Atzeres, you're going to sleep in the sukkah, but bruchi loy mevrachinon, that's not going to be a hacker that you're treating Shmini Atzeres any differently than you did the rest of sukkahs. So if that's the case, said the Rav Yoh, Enochinami, the Gemara said, Yesuve Yasvinon, but we have to be medayik l'shoyna yazov shal Gemara. Yesuve Yasvinon, you sit in a sukkah, but you don't sleep in a sukkah. Because when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, then already you're going to run into a problem with Baal Taisif. Because why is there no Baal Taisif, said the Rav Yoh? Because there's a hecker. The hecker is that I'm not making a bracha. When it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, you don't have the hecker. Because when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, you never made the bracha. I mean that you never made the bracha. So over there, you don't have the hecker. If you don't have the hecker, so there's going to be a problem with Baal Taisif. So again, the question is, how could you sit in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? What happened to Baal Taisif? We have two approaches in the Rishonim. The Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin and the Ritva in Masechta Sukkah Daflam and Aleph both say there's no Baal Taisif because you're doing it because in your mind you think you may need to do this in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That's not Baal Taisif. The Mardchai brings from the Rav Yoh, the last Mardchai in Masechta Sukkah, that the Rav Yoh said that the reason there's no Baal Taisif is because there's a hacker. From the fact that you're not making your bracha, there's a hacker. And we have a tremendous nafkamina lahalacha. Are you supposed to sleep in a Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres or not? According to the Rav Yoh, according to the Mardchai, the Rav Yoh said very clearly, you don't sleep in a sukkah. Because when sleeping in a sukkah, not making a bracha is not a hecker because you never make a bracha when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah. And as a result, Yesuvi Yasvinon, but sleeping, you don't sleep. According to the Rashba and the Ritva, where there's no Baal Taisif at all, not because you're not making a bracha. But there's no Baal Tosef because fundamentally I'm doing this because in my mind I need to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that's a svar that there shouldn't be Baal Tosef. So not only would you supposed to sit in a sukkah, but you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres as well. It's Yodua. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav that the Vilna Gaon was very, very makbid to sit in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres. In fact, he was more medactic when it came to sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than he was the rest of sukkahs. The Maaser Rav is in Sifkot and Reish Chav Beis, and he says, quote, Yoishvim b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres. You're supposed to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'gam yeshen in b'sukkah. You're also supposed to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'yoishvim kol hayoyim ad leil simchas Torah. Says the Maaser Rav, v'hichmer ba'oid. The Vilna Gaon was very, very machmer when it came to Shmini Atzeres. B'shina, both with regards to sleeping in a sukkah, the yeshiva sukkah, and with regards to sitting in the sukkah. Avshal yoyim shmini, and the reason was, ki chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shal Torah. It's a Gemara Masechtas Erevin, but the point is, chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shal Torah, and the Vilna Gaon was more machmer when it came to sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than he was the rest of sukkahs. But the Vilna Gaon didn't only sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Vilna Gaon used to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as well. And the reason is, Mefurish in the Bir HaGro in Shulchan Aruch, where the Vilna Gaon says that really the Rishonim asked the Kasha what happened to Baal Tosef. And there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. You have the Rashi in the Ritva that says no Baal Tosef because you're doing it, because in your mind you need to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah. The Martchan brought from the Rav Yah, it's because there's a hacker from the fact you're not making a bracha. There's an afkamina lalacha regarding sleeping. Sleeping, you're doing a L'shem Mitzvah, but there's no hacker because you never make a bracha regarding sleeping. And the Vilna Gaon, Kedarkin Bakoidish, used to be machria between the Rishonim, and he said, V'chein ha'ikr, like the Rashban, the Ritva, the Loika Mardchai, not like the Mardchai, the Shem, the Rav Yah. So said the Vilna Gaon, I think the ikr is like the Rashban, the Ritva. There's no problem about Taisif. This has nothing to do with the Sugi about Taisif. And it's the case, Yisuvi Yasvinon, he's supposed to sleep in a Sukkah as well. And by the way, this is a chi of sukkah de rabbanon, and being the chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shal Torah, the Vilna Gaon held that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah on Shmini Atzeres was even more chamur than the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah the rest of sukkahs. This is the first noisei in the Rishonim that's important in terms of understanding the sugya of yeshiva sukkah b'Shmini Atzeres. The second part of this is Tosfos, the top Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos asks a very, very obvious kash. We're dealing with Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz, where it's Shmini Safik Shvi. And the Gemara comes out, V'hilchasa Meisav Yasfinon Bruchi Lo Mevachin. You have to sit in a sukkah, but you don't make a brach. Very Tosfos. If Chazal held that Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz is a Safik Shvi, and as a result, you have to keep the mitzvah of sukkah, why isn't it that we don't take Dalet Minim on Shmini Atzeres? You have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. You have a mitzvah to take Dalet Minim for 7 days. So al tzveika de yoyma, just like we sit in a sukkah, we should take Dalet Minim as well. As I pray Tosfos Akasha, says Tosfos, the lulav loy rotsu lesakin klal sheyitlenu misafik. When it comes to lulav, Chazal didn't want to make a takana that you should take lulav. Why? Lefishehu yontif. Because it's Yontif. Umuktsa letiltel. Every word in Tosfos is important. It's muktsa. You're not allowed to carry it. Uminkaro lemilse, shenayig by minikha. Which means that if you're going to take the Dalet Minim on Shmini Atzeres, it's going to look a little bit, really a lot of it, like in your mind, you think it might be Hoshana Rabbah right now. That's a bad thing. Because Hoshana Rabbah, as much as it's a Yom Kaddish and the Zohar HaKaddish and Parashat Tzav, but at the same time, Hoshana Rabbah is Chol HaMoed. On Hoshana Rabbah, you're allowed to do Malacha. Hoshana Rabbah is not Yontif. If you're going to go on Shmini Atzeres and you're going to act and behave as if you have a tzad that maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, it can come at a tremendous zilzul on Yontif. Because essentially what you're saying is that I'm not 100% sure it's Yontif. That's not a good thing, because it is Yontif. So how could you do something, act in a way, where you're showing that maybe it's not Yontif? So if you take Dalet Minim, which is something that's Muktzah, something you would never pick up on Yontif, something you would never do on Shmini Atzeres, on Sukkot you're allowed to, of course, but any other Shabbos or Yontif, of course you can't touch the Lulav. You're touching it, why are you taking it? Not because it's Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, you wouldn't touch your Lulav. Elamai, it's because maybe it's a Shana Rabba. That's a zilzal. Avol sukkah, here's the punchline. Pomim shesu kosei areva olav. But a sukkah, sukkah's gishmak. A sukkah's beautiful. There are times where even if your minig is not to sin in a sukkah and shmini atzeres, you want to sin in a sukkah and shmini atzeres. Sukkah's up, it's beautiful weather, you have all the nice sukkah, it's gewaldig. So people sometimes sit in a sukkah, even not on sukkahs. And therefore, if you're going to sit in a sukkah, it's not going to be nicker in any way that you're being mezalza. It's not going to look in any way, shape, or form that maybe you're treating it like a yom chol. And as a result, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah. Said Tosfos, a very, very important insight. And that is that it's clear from the sugya that the Chachamim said only regarding sukkah. They never said the same thing regarding the dalud minim. And at first glance, it doesn't make sense. Why not? What's the difference between sukkah and dalud minim? Now, the truth is that Rabbi Bienenfeld left me a voice note right before the shir and said, you have to speak out. There's an obvious chiluk between lulav and sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah deiraisa for 7 days. Dalud minim is only a derabbanan. So there's makom to say that for the deiraisa of sukkah, we're going to be machmer. But from the zeichel lemikdash, tziyoni, deirishen la, mechal de bayidrisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, zeichel lemikdash, maybe it will be mekel. But Tosfos doesn't go with that approach. Tosfos says that what's the difference between dalud minim and what's the difference between sukkah? So says Tosfos that the difference is that as much as we want to be machmer, and say, like, let's take the mitzvah sayoyim of sukkahs and observe it on Shmini Atzeres, but you have to be careful that it shouldn't look a little bit like, in your mind, you have a little bit of a doubt that maybe today's not Yontif. And maybe today's really a Shana Rabba. Again, and v'sazoy shlach, if it's a Shana Rabba, it's a Yom Chol. It's Chol HaMoed, a Shana Rabba. So you have to make sure that you don't give off that impression. If you take Dalet Minim, you're clearly showing that you're Mesupik if it's Yontif today. Maybe it's a Yom Chol. Why? Because if it was Shmini Atzeres, you would not be holding Dalet Minim. You're not allowed to hold dalud minim on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to touch it. So if that's the case, so it looks a little bit like it's called, that's why you don't touch your dalud minim. Oh, but sukkah, if you sit in your sukkah, it's not muchach that maybe you have a reasonable doubt that today is a Shana Rabba. Maybe I'm sitting in a sukkah because I want to sit in a sukkah. Because pavim shesu kasei areva olav, v'oich haba afilu b'yantiv. But the bottom line is, says Tosfos, that's why Chazal said mesiv yasvinam regarding sukkah, because they didn't feel like it would come with a zilzul in Yontif, but they never said take the dalad minim, because by taking the dalad minim, it looks a little bit like there's a zilzul in Yontif. So here's the punchline. This Tosfos is also mefurish in the Rush. We know that there's a classic pirish on the Rush that was written by the Karban Nesanel. This Vart of the Karban Nesanel is probably the most famous Karban Nesanel in the entire pirish Karban Nesanel on the Rush. So who was the Karban Nesanel? His name was Rabbi Nesanel Weil. He lived in Prague in the early part of the 18th century. He left Prague to become a Rav in another city shortly before the Noida Yehuda arrived in Prague. But he was from the Chachmei Prague of the late 17th century, early 18th century. The Karban Nesanel also had a very famous son, Rabbi Tia Weil, also one of the great Gaonim of that Kufa of Prague, of Rabbi Lazar Fleckless and Rabbi Shmuel Landau. Talmud Rabbi Yonasan Eibishvitz, from that world. But the Karban Nesanel wrote a pirish on the Rush. And on the Rush, in this Gemara, right here, he says, I want to say a chiddush. He says, it's mavur that Tosfos was very, very worried about what's going to be if a person sits in a sukkah showing that maybe it's really the seventh day of sukkahs, it's going to come out a little bit of a zilzul in Yontif. But Tosfos has no worries. You know why? Because pamim shesu kasei areva olav. And as a result, by sitting in a sukkah, it doesn't look like you think maybe it's really Shana Rabba today. Because the fact that you're sitting in a sukkah, yeah, it's geschmack. Why would you want to sin in a sukkah? So said the Karban Nesanel, quote, Omnon, in ba'oisayoin es sina. Let's say it's cold outside, oi ruchois, or maybe it's windy outside, oi shum shinui avir, or the mezeg avir is not so geschmack. Ein min aroi lecho besukkah b'yoim shmini safik shvi. It would be inappropriate to sin in a sukkah when it's shmini safik shvi. Why? Because now the sukkah becomes a lulav. And just like lulav, Tosfos said, you don't take lulav. Why? Because if you're going to show that you in your mind have a little bit of a doubt that maybe it's not really yontif, maybe it's a Shana Rabba, that can result in a zilzul and chayil. And Chazal were clearly worried about that. So said the Karban Nesanel, it's pasha to me that if you're going to sit in a sukkah and it's not a reva olav, that it's going to come out it's going to come out that you're being mezalzel a little bit in Yontif, and it's Pashut Chazal never said Mesav Yasvinon Bikahai Gaf. So just to fast forward, there were many tshuvas that were written by the Chassidische Poiskim and Ge'onim to be Miyashiv. What we established on the onset is at first glance a very, very challenging minute. One of the tshuvas were written by L'Heilige Minchas Aluza, and it's in Shailos Tshuvas Minchas Aluza, it's Chelik Dalev, it's Simin Lamed Aleph. And the Shoyal asked the Minchas Aluza, he doesn't understand the Chassidish Minig, he doesn't understand how many Yidden, and he says not just Yidden, Tzadikim V'Anshei Maisa, that have this Messiah, that they don't sin in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and at first glance it's Keneged a line in Gemara, it's Keneged a Loch in Shulchan Aruch, and the Minchas Aluza gave a short answer, and then he gave a long answer. And the short answer was, he says, take a look. Look at the Karban Asano, it's on the Rosh, it's at the very end of Maseches Sukkah, and the Karban Asano laid it out beautifully. He said, I believe it's Pashut, that when Chazal said Mesav Yasvinon, it's all based on the fact that Pomim Shesukasa Yareva Olav, and when the Yidden in Bavel, who live in the Middle East, where the climate is very, very different than it is over here in Eastern Europe, and over there in Bavel, where it's very, very hot during Yontif, so it's Sukasa Yareva Olav, and if a person's sitting in a Sukkah, it doesn't look like he's worried in his mind, because people sit outdoors, there was no air conditioning, it made a lot of sense to want to sit outside on Yom Tov. He says, but today, where we are, it's usually cold weather, and very often it's very cold weather, and nobody sits in a sukkah. And if someone's sitting in a sukkah, it's nicker that there's one reason he's sitting in a sukkah. Because in his mind, there's a sfeik of the yoima. So he says, I believe today for the Yidden in Europe, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is no different than taking a lulav in Shmini Atzeres. And just like Tosfos said, that you don't take a lulav because it's going to come out as a zilzul on chayos. So Minchas Aluza wasn't defensive. He was offensive. He attacked back. He said, it's a Tosfos. And Tosfos says, metunish neben alulav. And if you can't take a lulav, you can't sit in a sukkah either. What's the difference? Why are you sitting in a sukkah? Because it's nice weather outside? Do you look outside? It's not nice weather outside. And as a result, it's not a revolve. And it's clear a person that sits in a sukkah is manenu, he's sitting in a sukkah because it's fake in the yoma. Why else would he be sitting in a sukkah? And if that's the case, it's posh, it said the Minchas Aluza, it's hadar dina, that it's like the lulav, and just like you don't take lulav, so therefore you're not going to have the halacha mesiv yasvina. So what's the short answer? You have a gemara, and you have halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's halacha psukkah, you can't, mesiv yasvina, bruch, don't forget it. But you have to sit in a sukkah. So the short answer is, that was in Bavel, where a person, people used to often sit in sukkahs, Pomim Shesukasi Areva Olav, like Tosfos says, Belashoni Azov, like the Rosh says as well, and therefore, sitting in a sukkah didn't necessarily mean that you're sitting in the sukkah because of a Sveik of the Yoima. But today, we're sitting in a sukkah does mean Sveik of the Yoima. So if that's the case, said the Heilige Minchas Aluza, I believe that it's Pashit, the Minig, that people do not sit in a sukkah. But then the Minchas Aluza says something else, and this is going to segue into tomorrow's raid. And that is, besides, Minchas Aluza said that if you'd understand the Pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, and you would understand the Pnimius of Sukkah, you would understand why the Tzadikim and the Anshei Maisa were very, very medactic not to sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And he quotes from a sefer called Mikra'i Kodesh. This sefer Mikra'i Kodesh was written by what the Minchas Aluza refers to as one of the Rishonim, whose name was Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Binyamin Samiga. He was a Makopo. And he wrote a lot of Vinyani Kabbalah as it relates to Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And at the very, very end of the Sefer, it's Perek Chav Aleph regarding Sukkot, it's the last Amud in the Sefer. So he says that if you have to understand a little bit the depth of the difference between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So he says, what's Sukkot? Sukkot and Sukkot is Tzila de Mehemnusa. You sit in a Sukkot and you're covered with Tzach, the sukkah teal itself, you're protected by a Kaddish Baruch. But said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yomin Samiga, he said, if you think about it, when does a person hide for protection? When he feels like he's being hunted, when he feels like he's in trouble. So if a person feels like he's not safe, say you run to the Yermiklot, you run to a sanctuary, right? You try to protect yourself from everything that's going on around you. So Rabbi Yosef Samiga said that sukkah represents the idea that a yid is sometimes surrounded by mazikim and mekatrigim, and there's the shibur agolus, and there's the tzoris rachman al son that people have, and he goes into a sukkah, and he's bereach el sukkah, and he's balachsois filisloin in tachas tzel sukkah shloimoy, and that's the idea of sukkahs. That sukkahs, you look around you, and you recognize that there's a lot of things that you're scared of, things in your life that are maybe not going perfectly, and you need to run somewhere for a little bit of safety, and you run into the sukkah, and you sit underneath the schach, and you're under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a meir de gazach, and that's pasuk the stage for Shiva's Yomim, and that's the sale of the Nusa that the Zohar HaKadosh talks about, and all the pnimius of sukkahs. But said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yomim Samiga, then comes Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a whole different madrega. Shmini Atzeres, he said, is a bechina of la'asad lava. He says, La'asad lava, yahafaych el ha'amim safa berura. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. V'hu levada yiel melech al kol ha'aretz, u'malchusei ba'koyom mashallah. He said, La'asad lava, all there's going to be is Klal Yisrael and Kutcha Berichu. It's going to be Umal Aretz Deya. There won't be Mazikim, there won't be Makachigim, there won't be a Shibud Golis. There's going to be nothing to run away from. So said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yom HaSamik, V'loi yeh b'shun mokoim, V'loi Satan, V'loi Maznik, V'loi Pegara, Ki b'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. V'lochein tzorech ha'odam b'shmini chagat tzeres, Lotzeis me'asukah. A person has to run away from the sukkah. V'shemoy l'kaddish ba. V'amekaddish b'sukkah, because if someone makes kiddish in the sukkah, and then the Michal Saluzzi says, what about the minhag to make kiddish in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres by day? He addresses that. But he says, when a person is in a sukkah, nira k'memayit b'malchusay u'memshalta yisparah chas v'shalom. It looks a little bit like he doesn't believe that there's ever going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad Ushmai Echad, where he believes that he is always going to have to be running away, you're always going to be hunted, you're always going to be chased, and therefore you're always going to need the protection of Hashem, of the Tzilub Dam Nusa. And he says, Chas V'Sholem, for a person to think that way. So therefore, what a Yid needs to do on Shmini Atzeres is he has to leave the Sukkah, because Shmini Atzeres, in the pnimius of the day, is a Bechin of Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a Bechin of Me'ein La'asad Lavoi. And La'asad Lavoi, there'll be no Satan, there's going to be no Mazik, there's going to be no Pegara, and therefore you're not going to have to need the protection of the Sukkah. You're not going to need the Tzila, the Mehemnusa. So the Michsaluza said that that's what the Mikroi Kodesh said is the Pnimius of Sukkahs and the Pnimius of Shmini Atzeres. And that's why in Sukkahs it's a Bechina of we're running away from the Mazikin and the Makadrikin and the Shibud Golis. And we're hiding, and we're shielding, and we're protecting ourselves in the Tzilub Nam Nusa. But Shmini Atzeres is a different Avoida. Shmini Atzeres is an Avoida where we leave the Sukkah. The reason we leave the Sukkah is to show that there's going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad Ushmai Echad, where there's going to be no one chasing us, there's going to be utmost clarity, Umal Aretz Deya, even the Umas HaOlam are going to come around, and we're not going to have to sit in a Sukkah anymore. And he says, someone that doesn't leave the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is nirikim mezalzel b'davazah. So said the Minchas Aluzer, he says, not only do I think that al pi nigla, we have a teretz, we have a yishuv for the minig of the chassidim and the anshei ma'isa. But he says, if you understand the pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, and specifically the way it's brought down in this, Heilig Yosef and Mekrei Kodesh from Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga, he says you can appreciate why it's so important and it's so critical for a person to leave the sukkah. Now the truth is, this is a halachic discussion of Yisuvi, Yasfinam, Bruchi, Loim, Evrachinon. So, Vikint, Kabbalah, right? You let it bring Kabbalah into a Nigla discussion. So this is a whole other conversation. But just one line in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim. And this is in Hilchis Tefillin. It's in Simin Chafei. It's in Katan Mem Beis. Kosev HaKnesses HaGdoyla B'Klali HaPoiskim. Kol Dover Shabali HaKabbalah V'Azor Cholkin Mamagamor V'HaPoiskim Halech Acha HaGamor. Of course, if the Gemara and the Poiskim go connected, so you have to go with the Gemara and the Poiskim. Miu. In Bali Kabbalah Machmirin, Yesh Lahachmir Gamke. V'loi Huska B'Gemaru B'Poiskim, if there's no mention of anything in the Gemara and the Poiskim, Afal Pishin Nisker B'Kabbalah, Einonu Yechayim Lachuf Linakin. You can't force someone to go like the Kabbalah. But V'din She'ein Musker B'Hepech B'Shasu Poiskim, Yesh Leilach Achadir B'Kabbalah. V'Gam B'Mokoyim, here's the punchline, She'esh Plukta B'Ein HaPoiskim, Divrei Kabbalah Yachriya. He says, if you have a suffix based on the poiskim, what exactly you should do, Divrei Kabbalah Yachriya. So this is a little bit of such a move, and that is that Avadim Yikar Adin Mesav Yasvina Bruch Eloim Avrachina. Amidina de Gemara, that's the way it is. But there was some old minik dating back to the Rishonim where there were Yidin that used to leave the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And to be fair, the Tur and the Magen Avram and the Taz, they were all Meicha. And the Vilna Gaon used to sit in the Sukkah and even slept in the Sukkah. And the Vilna Gaon held that it was more Chamah to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than it is even on Sukkahs, because Chamurim Divrei Soifrin Miyena Shal Taira. But at the same time, there was a minik amongst a lot of big tzaddikim that they used to dafka leave the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Teretz, how is it possible? How could you go to Keneged Gemara? How could you know Keneged Shulchan Aruch? It's the Karban Asanel, maybe the most famous Karban Asanel of all time at the end of Masechta Sukkah. It's because maybe the Gemara's Mesav Yasvinon and Bruch Eloim Ravachina was really based on the climate and the place that the Yidden and Bava live. But today we live in a completely different world, and as a result, maybe sitting in a Sukkah today is like taking a lulav. And just like everyone understands, you're not allowed to take a lulav. Toysfus already said you can't take a lulav, because if you were allowed to take a lulav, you would take a lulav. You'd be obligated to take a lulav. Clearly you're not allowed to, so maybe sitting in a sukkah is not okay as well. So it's a little bit confusing. What are you supposed to do? Al zeh nemar, sometimes you can be machriya with Kabbalah, and the Michzaluza said that based on this big mekobol, going back to the times of the Rishonim, he said that if you understand the pnimius of what a sukkah is, and you understand the pnimius of what Shmini Atzeres is, you'd understand that there's no place for a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Not just that, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is counterproductive. It almost goes against the essence of what Shmini Atzeres represents. The sukkah is, I need protection. Shmini Atzeres is, Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad. There's nothing to be protected from. And if that's the case, he says, to the contrary, there's a mitzvah to be tzei midiras aroy, and to enter your diras kva, Shmini Atzeres. Just a little bit of an overview of this inyan of Yeshiva Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.